Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness. And this is a program about sex and happiness. And it's about everything sex and happiness. And today, we're going to talk about some really interesting stuff. I want to introduce our guests, and I think that you're going to find them fascinating. I've already had a chance to talk to them, and I found them fascinating. And you know, there sometimes I interview someone who, it's a nice interview and whatever, but I think this is going to be right up my alley, and so I think it's going to be right up your alley. So, without further ado, I want to introduce them. Caitlin K. Roberts is a somatic sex educator and an alternative porn producer from Toronto. She's renowned for her body pride workshops, which we'll find out about, her blog, her work in developing the feminist alt porn company Spit. That sounds exciting to me already. I don't know what that is, but we'll find out. And later we'll find out how we get in touch with her. And Cosmo Means is an adult health and pleasure educator. He spent much of his training in the culinary world. He was a chef and a restaurateur, and he's been exploring the connection between food, health, and pleasure, and more. And recently he has taken his interest to another level by training and becoming certified in the same thing, this somatic sex educator thing, and also sexological body work. So we're going to find out about what all that means and what that means to you. So welcome to the show, Caitlin and Cosmo.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Lori.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure to have you. And it's my pleasure to talk about pleasure in the body. And so I love that you have this connection with food and health, because I have that connection and pleasure as well. So we'll find out what all that means. First of all, let's define somatic sex educator or somatic sex education. What does that mean?
Excellent question. So somatic sex education is taking sex education as we know it, this very chatty, theoretical, heady experience, and bringing the body back into the equation. So somatic means learning in the body. And so when the body learns an experience, and we can even do this as like, what does your embodied yes feel like in your body, or your embodied no? We can then use the body as a tool to communicate and exist within our own pleasure and other people.
So does that mean, so let me see if I read in between the lines. Rather than talking about, you know, this is how you have sexual intercourse, and this is how you could become pregnant, or worse, this is how you could contract an STI. This is how your body feels. I'm touching it, and you're telling me what's a yes and what's a no, and what's a maybe, what's yellow, or something like that.
Yeah, basically, we just help people find their pleasure all day long.
And I thought I loved my job.
That's pretty wonderful.
That's so awesome. So you help people find their pleasure. Now, when people come into a session of somatic sex education, are they nervous?
Mm-hmm. Yes and no. I mean, like, I've had clients who were definitely like gung-ho, like, let's get down to some genital touch, and then other people who are very hesitant about the whole situation.
So it's a mix.
It's a mix.
And then, like, how do you go slow? I mean, even if somebody's gung-ho, do you go slow?
It depends on what they've contacted us for. Some people will contact us specifically for, like, I've had trauma to my genitals. I would like specific genital touch, and then the rest of the stuff that we're able to teach them might come later if they're interested in the work afterwards. But it can go really slowly, and the best results are when you do go a little bit slower, just in the results of titration, like slowly by slowly, let's get you back into your body so you can start to experience more.
That's so great. Back into your body, that's so good too, because, well, I feel that we came in the body and we were in touch with it when we were little, and then slowly but surely, religion and government and family, the agents of religion and government, tried to get us out of the body, tried to get that split between body and mind going, and they were very successful at it.
Mm-hmm.
So, this leaves open so much. Well, I have some more questions, and then we'll really go into some theoretical stuff or some juicy stuff. But we also mentioned sexological body work, the work of Joseph Kramer. So, Cosmo, do you want to say a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So sexological body work is the hands-on part of somatic sex education. And it really, I mean, for me, the relationship is around one question and then maybe two questions. So how would you like to be touched? Is how this all started for me. And so having someone ask you how you would like to be touched for your pleasure, and then finding out what that even means, like what comes up for you around how we're so not used to just asking for exactly what we want. And then when we are asked, we don't even really often know what to say. And then the next question is, you know, once you start asking, you know, it leads to, okay, I've asked for this type of touch. And then we're used to just kind of going, okay, that's what I asked for. And so I'll just take that for as long as they're willing to give it. Right. And so then when you're working as a sexological body worker, you're reposing the question over and over and over again with this mindset of how can we make this better for you?
Mm.
So basically it's saying that, you know, when you're going after your pleasure and you're given the permission and you're being posed this question of how would you like to be touched, don't stop until you get exactly what you want. And then, you know, once you get it, you say yes. And then that person, like, you know, says, thank you for guiding me. So that, you know, you're both in this really clear relationship that one person is serving the other person to give them pleasure. And that other person's job is to tell them exactly how they want it. And then this is modeled through the practitioner-client one-way touch model. But people can then take that into their partner relationships and into life in general. I mean, we talk about it as touch because it's such a, you know, it's such an intimate space. But once you learn how to ask for things in that intimate space, it becomes actually a lot easier to ask for what you want in regards to everything. Like, you know, you go to a restaurant and they say, how would you like your eggs? And you can even be more confident in saying, you know, I want them just like this.
Well, you know, since I have to just say this, since Joseph Kramer has worked a lot with Annie Sprinkle and they pioneered the Lingam massage and the Yoni massage, which I teach both of those. Mm-hmm. In the Yoni massage, there's a move called eggs over easy.
That's not his names. I've laughed so long and hard about all the names for the strokes.
I know. I had to laugh when you said that. How do you want your eggs? And I thought, oh, eggs over easy.
Over easy.
Although I don't really like eggs over easy, but in the Joseph Kramer model.
I get it.
That's great. You know, Joseph was once a guest on my show a long time ago. And it was a really great show. So I feel you. I love what you're talking about. You're putting into such simple terms, you know, just having a person get to a space. To me, it's like when I see clients or students to get them to a place where they would even say, I like my eggs over easy, when you're touching their body, or I'm touching their body, or someone's touching their body, that's like a huge transformation and breakthrough right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it's claiming the pleasure we yearn and long for and have never had permission to be able to tell someone, this is how I really want it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and then it imprints in the body. So it's, yeah, it's such a beautiful thing to witness in others, but also, I mean, this process is something that we're working on within ourselves
still
constantly, which is such fun and great work. And imprinting these, because even though like we learn this, and you can learn something intellectually, but it's the reprogramming in the body of going through it over and over again and learning, oh yeah, right, I can ask for what I want. Oh, that's what it feels like when I get what I want.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's like you have to go through that process, and what it brings up for each of us in our own ways is so unique, whether you know, it brings up the feeling of being very selfish or being ashamed of asking for that or being greedy for pleasure or whatever the stuff you have to go through to unravel to get to the point where you realize that pleasure is your birthright.
Yes.
And we are reteaching our bodies, and we can reteach our mind all day long, but until we actually imprint it into the body, it's not the same thing. We're dealing with two different entities there.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I want to say hallelujah. You know, pleasure is our birthright. It really is our birthright. And I always say this, that if we weren't meant to have pleasure in our bodies, we would have been born in metal, glass, or wood. But we were born in skin, the largest sensory organ, and it's built for pleasure. And, you know, how anybody could try to deny that is beyond me, totally beyond me. Well, we're going to take a break here. We'll take our first break. When we come back, I want to talk about this repatterning, reprogramming the brain, how pleasure reprograms the brain, and what the effects of that are.
Awesome.
So you can prepare. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll just talk about that, you know, the repatterning and, you know, how delicious people's lives could really get. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, and I am interviewing Caitlin K. Roberts and Cosmo Means. They're Canadians. Caitlin is in Toronto. Cosmo is in Victoria. And they are somatic sex educators and sexological body workers. And Caitlin also has an alternate porn company called Spit, which has to do with feminist underpinnings, which we'll find out a little bit more about. And also her body pride workshops, which I want to know about too. So stay tuned. This is good stuff. You want to have your pleasure in your body and be able to say what you want. It sounds so exciting, and I know it is. We'll be right back. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra is safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and is created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes.
The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com. for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
I want to talk to you about the craziest and most inventive sex toy or sex enhancement that I've come upon in a long time. It's called Love Rider, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. That's L-U-V-R-Y-D-R, Love Rider. So I know the couple that invented it. They never intended to invent it. They stumbled upon it. And isn't that how most things go in life? The subtitle to Love Rider is Grab the Bar and Ride Your Lover Wild. And I want to tell you that I've had multiple experiences with Love Rider. I've taken it all around the world and I've had lovers experience it. I've given it to them overnight and told them to come back and tell me their experience with it. And every one of them comes back with a raving report. It's a harness that the person receiving puts around their shoulders, either forwards or backwards, whatever. It depends on what position you want to use the Love Rider in. And the person who's giving, the penetrator, takes the handlebar like they're riding a horse and they lean back and they get amazing angles of penetration from using this device. It's hard to describe, but I want to encourage you to go there and look it up. Listen, my lover gave it a 5.5 stars out of 5. That's all I got to say. So go to loverider.com and look for this beautiful invention. And you can use my name if you call them, or you can use my code Butterfly Workshops, letting them know that you heard about Love Rider through me. That's loverider.com, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. We're back with Sex and Happiness. Again, I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm interviewing Caitlin K. Roberts and Cosmo Means. And already we're off to a great start. You know, we just talked about how pleasure is your birthright. And, you know, we're not twisting your arm to believe it, but you are in skin. That's the point that I made. And they're making some wonderful points as well. Let's talk about the neurology a little bit. Why is this so important in people? Why is pleasure so important to the brain?
Well, so there's all this like new fancy neuroscience research coming out about hardwiring happiness in the brain and how our brains are just naturally predisposed to kind of cling to negative experiences more than positive ones. Kind of like if you imagine Velcro, just our brains are just so receptive to negative experiences because as we evolved, we had to pay attention to when a tiger was chasing us. It was like a life or death situation. We really needed to know if the negative situation was happening to us. And what's really interesting is that we can change the way that our brains interpret the world. And this is just by starting to pay attention to the more positive things that are happening. So this whole mindfulness movement that's been going on, it's taking this present moment and acknowledging all the like wonderful, great things that are happening right now. What's really curious is that none of this research talks about physical pleasure. And there are probably are a few different reasons for that, one of which might be like science is a little sex negative, or maybe they didn't have the money to pay for the research. But
That's it. It doesn't get funded. Go ahead.
It doesn't get funded. Right. But someone also told me that the part of the brain that interprets pleasure is right in the middle. And to be in an MRI machine and get a solid read on what pleasure feels like in the body is going to be pretty difficult, especially like just masturbating in an MRI machine is not easy. But the good news is that when we start to include physical pleasure into this conversation, it just makes sense. The more pleasure that we experience in our bodies, we're not only changing our brains, but we're changing our nervous systems and how we interpret the world around us in our bodies. We can just choose to be in a state of pleasure in our bodies.
Yes, I'm just going to speak to my listeners for a second. If you don't get anything else out of this show today, this is it. This is like the punchline. This is the pay dirt. This is it. Mm-hmm. You can actually walk through the world experiencing joy and pleasure physically and reprogram your brain to take the world on as a pleasurable experience, as a pleasurable place, it's almost like having on the rose-colored glasses.
Mm-hmm.
You could have that, and how I know that is because I do.
Same.
Yeah.
You two do also. It's clear. It's clear from your voices. It's clear from the way you're speaking. Now, we all didn't grow up like this.
Mm-mm.
And our DNA patterning didn't put this in because we all had the saber-toothed tiger, even though there are no longer saber-toothed tigers, but we all have it. Like I always ask people, I bet you remember if you got an F on your report card and you remember the teacher, remember the circumstances, and you remember what happened when you got home, but you don't remember all the A's.
Mm-hmm.
You just remember the bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the stuff that you're talking about. We have to go after that and we have to reprogram that and remember the A's.
Yeah, it's a practice for sure.
It's a practice.
So for our training, we had to do 30 days of mindful masturbation, which was just changing the way that we masturbated on a day-to-day basis. But every day we had to be in 30 minutes of physical pleasure for ourselves. And the experience was life-changing. So
it
can change 30 days. You just have to dedicate yourself to it.
I'm sure. Well, I'm going to share something with you that my listeners probably know, but you don't. And that is, I once, when I moved to Arizona from New York, it was hard to meet people. I had a whole community. I moved here to be part of a community that's into immortality, physical immortality. But there wasn't anyone in the community I was interested in like connecting with on a physical or emotional level. I loved everyone, but no one really turned me on. And it's just how it was. And I went on a dating site. I met 100 men here in Arizona and like I met no one. Zero. I met cowboys, people go fishing with dogs and have four-wheelers that go off road and everything, but that's not who I am. I'm like an intellectual, I'm a sapiosexual girl, So I said, well, it's not going to get any better unless I make it better. So I'm going to take myself to the limit. And then when I reach that limit, I'm going to take myself past that limit and past that limit and past that limit. Because if I don't take myself there, I'm going to get worried here about drying up. And I'll never attract who I want if I'm not giving that to myself. So I took myself and took myself and took myself past the limit. And one of the things that came out of that, which I'm going to share with you, I don't know if my listeners know this or not, but I decided I really like gloves, nitrile gloves, because I can't tell that they're my hands. So So I'm giving you this tip because there may be another iteration for you.
Those are the gloves we use in body work.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. But when you're not using it as a, you know, as a prevention from bodily fluids, you're just using them because they're kinky, because it's like so cool to have these smooth hands. And now my lovers occasionally use gloves because I insist. And it's just because I like the feel of it. That's definitely my kink. So I just share that with you.
Thanks, Lori.
But that is also how I started repatterning my own brain. Even though I was up to this for quite many years, I said I can't count on someone coming into my life that I'm going to be able to even make the requests of here in the desert. You know what I mean? I had no clue. So I just went there with myself, and lo and behold, you know, that was like sex magic. So lo and behold, people, you know, I attracted people in. But I love that you had that homework. And I'm going to assign that right now to the listeners. 30 days of 30 minutes taking yourself in a different way every day. Do it. You got nothing to lose. You got people on this show who are experts. Do it.
It's pretty good homework.
Yeah, it's great homework.
It's the best homework you could have. Well, it sounds wonderful. It just sounds great. So the two of you sound like in love with what you do.
Yeah. We're really in love with what we do.
I mean, do you pinch yourselves and go like, how did I get this lucky?
Like every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then are you partners?
Yeah.
I mean, you feel like partners to me, so.
Yeah, we're also partners.
So you're partners, and you get to do this to each other. So you get to say, more, this, please. Yes, please, and more.
that's like, what can make this better for you is basically like the theme of how we relate. And that's really fun, you know, when you communicate, especially actually in challenging times, and you're communicating what's coming up from you, and someone says, how can I make this better? Or, you know, thank you for taking care of yourself. It's a really beautiful way to communicate and interact.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you practice emotional release? Do you do any emotional release practices?
Well, we do a lot of, like, we were trained, our training came, like, trauma-informed. So we did a lot of training in not necessarily only body work, but, like, emotional release, which is what I'm assuming you're talking about.
Yes.
Where we work through an emotional process in the body in the session.
Yeah, okay, great. I just had to know that. I'm the queen of emotional release. So I like to release things out of my body and then take back in pleasure.
And so when you say that, are you meaning like yelling, punching pillows?
Yeah. All the above. And I've invented a few. And I had a partner who invented a few. We call yoga boxing. And we do this thing where we punch and speak one word at the same time as each punch. And it's very powerful to have a conversation like that during conflict. So I practice emotional release, and I have a room where my friends come, and I lock them in the room. You know, I don't lock them in, but I close the door, and then I play loud music, and they come here and they do release.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
So you have space set up for that.
I do. Yeah. I mean, the carpet in that room has seen so many emotional releases. It holds the secrets of thousands.
Wow. You
know? Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So to me, that's an integral part of it. Like you have to release the stuff that isn't pleasurable, the stuff that's plaguing us, and then add the pleasure in into an empty space rather than in on top of something that's like, you know, not going away anytime soon.
Mm.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's move for a second to this. What were your body pride workshops, Caitlin?
So my body cry workshops are something I started, I think like 7 years ago now, where I watched Betty Dodson's body sex workshop.
Yay!
I actually went to one of them too, but this was after I had started the body pride. And the thing that struck me most as a young woman was just how wildly comfortable this group of women was naked together in a room in such a casual way. Mm-hmm. And it just wasn't something I'd ever witnessed in my life before. And that's really the thing that captivated me. It wasn't the group masturbation or the genital show and tell. It was just how comfortable these women were naked together. So I started hosting my own kind of like naked get-togethers with my friends. And at first they were a little wild and drunken, but I saw the value in them and I eventually turned them into a facilitated workshop. So it was just a group of people, and now it's just like a group of total strangers, men, women, trans people, non-binary people will come together and we'll get naked and talk about our relationships to our bodies, our sexualities, ourselves, and then do a naked photo shoot.
Oh my God. That's so great.
Yeah, they're really fun.
That is wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, a couple of things. In 1972, a lover of mine gave me the first Betty Dodson book. And I started to write to her. We didn't have the internet then, so I wrote letters to her.
Wow.
And, wow. Yeah, she totally influenced my life. She's been on the show before. She was a very big catalyst in my life. That book changed my life.
And, yeah, she's a powerful woman.
Oh, my goodness. And the book was called Liberating Masturbation then. She changed the name of the book to Sex for One. Mm-hmm. I don't know when, but I've seen the later. By the way, the book is gone, but I still have the cover. Like, I don't know what happened to it. It didn't last all those years, but I was blown away by that. So I understand completely, you know, what you're talking about. And, you know, when people take their clothes off and you don't see the car they drive, you don't see the Rolex watch, you don't see all the, you know, the accoutrements, all the things they put on their bodies. They're just sitting there stripped naked.
Mm-hmm.
They get real.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Totally.
Yeah.
So that's great. It's great that you're doing that. Wonderful. And then Cosmo, I want to talk to you about the food, because I have a film called Beyond Dinner, which is an erotic dinner where the women are stationary and the men rotate. And even though they may come in couples or they may be singles, I don't discriminate. Like, I just pair people up, and then the pairs that come together, they're paired up to start. And then we serve dinner, about a 10-course dinner. And, we start with dessert. Everything that our parents said we can't do, we do in this dinner. And then the men move and they feed the goddess 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 and the goddess feeds them and feeds them and feeds them. And they go all the way around until they come back to their original partner after having this erotic encounter with everyone else along the way. And the erotic encounter could be talking. Or it could be somebody lays down and puts the food all over their body. So
I gotta catch up. That sounds really fun.
Well, I want you to see my film Beyond Dinner so you could like really get a sense of it. But I must warn you that there are two paid actors in the film who freak out. But they're paid to freak out. That's their casting. But the rest of the people in the film are really my students, and they've been in the dinner before, and they couldn't wait to be filmed being in the dinner.
Mm.
And it's very hot and very, you know, most of them are very hot. Some of them are not so hot. But I want to know your connection to food, because I feel, you know, well, some of them are like, when I was in high school, we had an expression, NATO, no action, talk only. And so some of my dinners are NATO. But, you know, I'd like to know your connection to food and the sensuality of it or the health benefits of it or whatever, because I'm also an immortalist and some of my listeners are too. So how did you get started in this and then it led to this pleasure thing?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's interesting because as I've been a chef for quite some time. I've opened 6 restaurants in Victoria, and I've worked in kitchens since I was 12 years old, and I've grown up in, you know, my family is very into food. We eat together, we laugh together, we drink together. And so my relationship to food was kind of molded by my dad's like real simple, healthy approach and my mom's really extravagant, dynamic flavor profile approach.
Okay.
And then very early on, I started working in kitchens when I was like 12 years old, and I had my hands in the muck of other people's sloppy leftover burgers and beer and French fries. And it was kind of like, you know, kind of gnarly. I was in this like late night sports bar, and there was lots of punks and skaters, and there was lots of drugs and sex and alcohol. And it was very, there was so much texture to learn from. And, you know, originally my dad's, you know, said, go get a job if you want these expensive basketball shoes. I don't think that he knew exactly what he was getting me into, sending me down there at 12 years old to be immersed in all of this. But I started to learn the textures of pleasure very early in this experience, and around the smells that would enter my body and the tastes and the flavors and the sounds and how that all interacted with, you know, when I ate the food and fed the food to other people and saw the pleasure in them. And this became something that was, you know, not necessarily something I chose as a career path. It was like it just chose me. There was no choice in it. I just followed this path.
I'm following you. I understand that.
Yeah. And so then I just kind of made my way by default from washing dishes into making salads into, you know, cutting and finding a whole new relationship with knives and hot pans and water and vegetables and meat and all this, you know, all this stuff that really titillates all the senses. And and then, you know, as I grew and opened my first restaurant, it was a health food brunch restaurant, and my next one was a raw vegan juice bar, and mostly healthy West Coast style food. And really, it's all been just this awareness of how what we take into our bodies is what creates our bodies. So every cell in our body is made from this, you know, this art that, through the taste of it, through the makeup of all these ingredients goes into us and makes who we are. And as we start to, you know, go a little deeper into that, so is every thought we have and every touch we receive and everything, all of these elements create who we are. And so as I kind of shift from, you know, being a restaurateur and a chef, sometimes people that I know, they say, oh, well, you're a sex educator now. How'd you make that big shift? And for me, it's actually a very natural progression of how we, you know, take in food and or pleasure, and those two things mixed together can equal, you know, what I would consider thriving health. So using pleasure as a tool to, I mean, I really love, Lori, your, you know, how you talk about immortality, and obviously you've chosen this path as one that, you know, leads to thriving health.
Right.
You know, pleasure opens up all our cells, and we get this magic that happens in our bodies that you can't think your way into.
No.
You just have to feel your way into. And food, and dance, and music, and touch, and, you know, all of these things help open ourselves to receiving this energy that is, you know, thriving health.
It's so, your whole description of all of it is so sensuous. You know, it's so pleasurable to even just hear you describe it. And, yeah, it's like the body does actually know this.
You know, yeah, it's an interesting one, because I've been teaching for a number of years as well. And sometimes I've had friends come and watch me teach, and And they like people often blush in my cooking class because of the way that I describe the food. And they're like looking around going, is he saying this? Is he talking about the noodles? Is he talking about the vegetables? What? And it really is such a sensual experience. I mean, the textures of even just the way I touch a knife or a board or a piece of food. It's very, very, very erotic and very stimulating. And so I love the description of your movie and the dinners that you're talking about.
I'll have to send you the link. I had to find it and send you the link because that's my second movie.
Yeah, I love that.
And now I have a third movie. I don't know which festivals it's going to be in, but I never thought I'd make movies, but you know, one thing led to another. Which is going to bring me in the next segment after we take a break. I want to find out about Spit, your alt porn company. But, you know, I just want to say that this is, I believe what you're saying, Cosmo, you know, the body knows this and the body actually has two switches in every cell. One is the death switch and one is the life switch.
Mm-hmm.
And the blueprint is in the body already. No one's ever done it. But in my community, we believe it can be done now. And now I know scientists. So I wanted to tell you that there was a study where they studied 129 couples and they studied the women. The women who had more frequent sex had longer telomeres. Telomeres are the age markers that reside on each DNA strand. And so it's the first time in PubMed, which is like the end-all, be-all medical, publishing place, where if it gets in PubMed, then it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It was in PubMed where this 129 couples were studied, and the women with more sexually active had longer telomeres. And that's finally happening. And I know these scientists who are doing all these other things, like we believe that aging is a disease that can be cured. And so part of curing it is to have pleasure. Part of curing it is to have joy as an inside job that nobody can take away from us. No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And so you two are up to that. I can get that just from hearing your voices. So we're kindred spirits, you know. I'm thinking, oh, I got to get up there and visit you, you know. So that's what I'm thinking. So I'm hoping that as my listeners hear this, that everything that's come before is now registering, making a take, because there's been a lot of groundwork before you two got on this show. And of all this kind of stuff, talking about these things, but you're putting it in really concrete terms. And that's the part that I'm really appreciating.
Awesome.
Thanks. Awesome.
So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear about your alt porn site, Spit. I want to say Split, but I know it's Spit.
It's
so funny what the name is and all that, but you know, I understand the word spit too from the sensual aspect of it. So we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm here with Caitlin K. Roberts and Cosmo Means. And I mean, we're having a great time. We're having a sensual experience. So I hope you are. We'll be right back. As a sex and happiness coach, I understand that increased sexual participation intensifies sexual responsiveness and desire, as well as overall health and well-being. My experience with the Sibian has personally increased my sexual response, and I can now train women to use this machine to have peak orgasms as often as possible. I strongly believe this will add to their health and well-being, whether they have a partner or not. The beauty and the miracle of the human body is that it adapts and changes much more rapidly than people change their beliefs or their opinions. The Sibian can make any woman's body more resilient with each peak orgasm. Sibian is an amazing experience, often described as the Lamborghini of sex toys. If you're a woman and you can get yourself to look at Sibian, you should do so. It won't take away from your partner. It will only add. Trust me on this. I love my Sibian. Go to Sibian.com. That's Sibian.com. Or call 1-800-253-6135. That's 800-253-6135. And say Laurie Handlers told you about Sibian. And by the way, if you do have a partner, ask about Venus for Men. That's Venus, V-E-N-U-S, for Men.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Laurie talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Laurie's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Laurie is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Laurie sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Laurie Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
This is Sex and Happiness. I'm your host, Laurie Handlers, and I'm speaking today with Cosmo Means and Caitlin K. Roberts. And we're having a great time. It's almost like a party, and we're not even near each other. We're there in Canada, and I'm in Phoenix. But it's still, you know when you meet kindred spirits. You know when you get it, when you're living in the same paradigm. So hopefully this is bringing you, my listeners, closer to this paradigm. Many of you I know are in this paradigm already, but I want you all in this paradigm. I want you alive and feeling great, even if you don't want to be immortal. So that's my next book, though, by the way. I'm writing a book on sex and radical life extension. So
I love that. Yeah. I totally believe that our bodies were designed to live for 900 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, to me, that's orgasmic. Anyway, but
can
not
you handle 900 years of pleasure. That's what we're just
that's
training
right.
for.
Yes.
That's right. But not in a decrepit body, in a body that actually can handle pleasure. Just mm-hmm. what you said. Right. All right. Now let's hear about the pleasure of a feminist alt porn site. What the hell is that?
About 4.5 years ago, someone asked me if I wanted to start an erotic magazine with them. And I said yes, because I have a projects problem. And that eventually turned into a porn company when we realized that no one would pay for erotic magazines. So what was really interesting at the time was I had this really wide and diverse community of people who are super sex positive, kinky, queer, poly, all of the above. And we just noticed how much the sex we were having wasn't being represented in porn. And what a debilitating factor for so many young people to witness all of this, like, very streamlined, specific ways of sex, where there's like lighting and makeup and actors and people are playing certain roles, and how powerful it would be to bring something to the table that was different than that, that showcased real people engaging in the real sex that they were having. So that's the premise it's based off, is getting all of our models to choose what kind of sex that they want to have on camera, and we basically just show up and shoot them.
This is, you know what? That's political in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people having sex the way they want to, as opposed to the sex that's packaged,
mm-hmm.
that's a political action, even though you know, the church and the state probably wouldn't agree. But I see it as a political action that people are sovereign and able to show up and do whatever they want and then be filmed doing it. And that's packaged and sold as a form of porn.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just really powerful to give the power back to people of like minority groups who are fetishized in porn, mm-hmm. and be like, let's showcase you and the sex you want to be having and what that looks like for you.
Mm.
So giving the stage back to folks that it's been taken away from.
That's so beautiful. And then they, you know, it more normalizes it instead of making it a kink.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Like even people with disability, like showcasing them with like red hot fiery passion in their bodies and their bodies being totally capable of the same amount of pleasure that our bodies are capable of.
I can't wait to see this. I just want you to know, like, I cannot wait to get to this website and see some of what you got on there. It's really funny. I interviewed a porn producer once, and I've interviewed some porn stars, and they were all shocked when I said I never watched porn, which I didn't. I mean, I could count on less than one hand the porn I've seen up until lately. So in my, what decade am I in? This month I'm turning 70. So, in my 60s, I finally opened myself up to like seeing some porn. And it just wasn't anything I ever gravitated towards. I wish I had seen Beyond the Green Door, and I wish I had seen Deep Throat and all those, but I never saw them. And but to me, it's really clear to me that there's real stuff, and when there's real things going on, even between actors, then that's a turn on for me. And when it's just like people who aren't really even breathing, but they're grunting a lot, and there's no build up, and there's no foreplay, and I can't even, you know, I don't even know how people can get off to that. It's so not real to me. It's so not, it doesn't have to have love. I mean, sex could be great without love. And I don't know that love could be great without sex, but I think there's times that like a sexual encounter is just as hot can be. And it doesn't have to be with, you know, the love of someone's life. That's at least in my value system. But nothing I've seen pretty much on screen has been anything like that. You know, so I'd welcome seeing things that were, you know, where people really had a connection and where no matter what they were doing, whether it was something I would do or wouldn't do, their eros and passion was showing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it sounds like that's what you're up to.
Hopefully.
Well, you might have to coach your actors and go, We'll film you doing anything, but you have to have eros and passion.
We're still stuck on the fact that you're 70.
You what?
We're like shocked over here.
Yeah, I know. I know. Oh, I'm shocked too. Like today I went to my chiropractor and I looked at the date. It said November 2nd. And I went, oh my God, in 25 days, I'm going to be 70. And, wow. You know, I feel better than ever. I feel like I look better than ever, and my body is juicier than ever, ever.
Wow.
And I have more permission for pleasure than ever. So
whatever you're doing, it's working.
What?
Whatever you're doing, it's working.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I am. I mean, I work hard at it. You know, it involves, you know, a regimen of pleasure. It involves good food, healthy living. It involves exercising every single day. It involves being part of a community that holds me to account for being alive. And it involves, you know, pushing my body past places where it wants to stop, you know, in the gym or wherever. And it involves having a lot of sex. I either have to have partner sex or solo sex, but I have to take hormones, and given the hormones that I take, if I take these hormones and I don't have sex, the hormones make me fat.
Interesting.
Yes, testosterone turns into estrogen if it's not used either in physical workout activity or in sex activity. So more estrogen makes, you know, that's what they feed to all these animals, you know, that they market, like turkey breasts and chicken breasts and all that is estrogen. So estrogen plumps things up. And, you know, it's necessary to keep moving, physically moving and eating good. So it's all along the lines that you're saying. And plus, I now have permission in my life to say what I want. You know, this feels good. This doesn't feel good. Stop. Nope, not that. This is what I want. This is what I want. This is what. And I finally know. You know, because I grew up at a time when, you know, no one talked about anything. Ever. I feel that I was the Immaculate Conception number two.
Oh my God. I love you. This is amazing.
So, you know, nothing was ever talked about. So I had to find a voice, and I found it, you know, and I've been voicing this kind of stuff for a long time, even though it went against the grain. That's why Betty Dodson was such a hero of mine, you know, because she was the first one that wrote a book about it. You know, it was beyond feminism. It was sexuality. Holy shit. You know, a woman, a Catholic raised woman, wrote a book about masturbation. Oh my God. I just was like, who is this? I have
How
to know.
Brave.
Yeah.
So brave.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, we're not contemporaries. She's older than I am, but, she was my role model. That's it. I didn't know any, I had no other role models. There was nobody else to talk to. So you two are coming along and you're doing great work. And, you know, I'm enamored of you. Like, I feel like, yes, I'm so glad you found each other. And yes, I'm so glad you're helping people together. So you work together and separate? Do you have separate? Let's talk about how people get in touch with you now.
Yeah. So we do 2-on-2, we do 2-on-1, and we do 1-on-1. So in any number of modalities. And we also do like retreats and workshops.
That's wonderful. So people can hire you. I think I understood from what we talked about. People can hire you, fly you in to work with them privately. You have workshops that you could produce if people fly you in. People can come to you, and you also do some remote sessions like Skype or something like that.
Absolutely, yeah. And we've just recently set up a website called Happy Touch at happytouch.ca that has us listed, and we're working with other colleagues and practitioners where we'll have a whole slew of different people that offer different types of modalities of services that help people access pleasure in their bodies.
It's great. It's really great. Well, I have an intention to see you. I just have an intention to see you. I'm going to say to my significant other, my beloved, I'm going to say, you know, there's this couple in Canada. I want to go see them. Or well, I'm going to bring you here, something like that. Also, Cosmo, I want you to see the film Beyond Dinner, and then, you know, maybe we'll do a dinner or something.
Oh, yeah. I'm super down for that.
Yeah. So, and I, you know, if you copy and just do it, that's fine with me too. Just say that, you know, I inspired you to do it.
Absolutely.
But I just, I feel like we have so much in common, and I just want to underscore what I said before, that the pay dirt of this show was when you said, you know, we're reprogramming the brain with pleasure. The brain remembers all this negative stuff. There are no more saber-toothed tigers. This is our time. This is our time to come into our own and have pleasure where pleasure belongs. So thank you for what you're doing.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, likewise. I want to thank Sprout Martin, thank you so much for introducing me to these two wonderful people. I just have to give a shout out. And
Sprout and Yanni are off on their magical tantric school bus somewhere in the U.S. right now, teaching and spreading love.
Yeah, they're in Seattle. They're doing a tantric speed dating or something like that.
Yeah.
In Seattle. And they're going to make their way to Phoenix, but I'm not going to be here when they get here. So, oh well. So thank you for being my guest today. I totally appreciate having you, and keep doing what you're doing and stay in touch. It'll be great. It'll be great to have you in another year or so on the show and just see where you've been, you know, what you've accomplished in the next year.
Yeah, that is a really exciting thought. Thanks, yeah, Lori. I appreciate it and really appreciate everything you're doing.
Thank you.
And I look forward to connecting and meeting you in person as well.
Thank you. Well, all my listeners, thank you for listening. I couldn't do this without you. I love you, and I hope you're growing and shifting and having pleasure in your life and in your bodies. And stay tuned next week to Sex and Happiness when I'll bring you another guest or two that will increase your pleasure potential and give you more sex and more happiness. So this is Lori Handler signing off. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh.